Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
It is 11 minutes after the hour of 4 o'clock. You are joining us on the Adventist World Radio. And of course, your host, Zama Maloti, until the hour 6 o'clock this evening. And this moment, we are going to be discussing a question from the VOP lesson. Why must there be a hell at all? And like we said yesterday, the whole idea of hell is difficult to understand when we speak about a loving and a caring God. So we're going to be talking about why. Must hell even exist? So, Martha, are you back with us?
Yes, I'm now in. Now I'm set again.
Lovely. Please give us a summary of the lesson.
Okay. Thank you so much, Zama. Today's lesson is quite interesting because we're looking at a question that many of us have been asking, even from the time we were baptized, to say, why must there be hell at all?
Yeah, true.
In the beginning, God created a perfect world of which we all know there was Adam and Eve. Long story short, sin entered into the world, and that sin, I must mention that it is called a virus. In as much as sin entered into the world, it's like a disease, you know. I think you and I can attest to the fact that, let's say you have a home, and then all of a sudden you're coming from work or you're coming from presenting like they're presenting here at AWR. And then you go home and find that it's in a mess. The thieves have stolen things here and there and it's dismantled. And it's just not in order. Definitely, you will not just sit back, relax, and enjoy the mess. You will definitely have to clean it up and ensure that things are in order. You sweep and remove the dismantled stuff, we remove here and there, and you do stuff here and there just to ensure that your house is back in order. I think if you're not like me, when there is a mess somewhere, I always feel uncomfortable because I would want to remove what is dirty. And I think that is what God is trying to do. Not that he doesn't love people who are messy, but he's just that he's a God of order. So yeah. However, God faces a serious problem because sin not only destroyed the physical nature, of which we know many things now, look at climate, things have changed, look at sometimes you find that people are born, but are not born in a good form, animals, you know, certain things that are happening cause us to raise our eyebrows and say, what is going on? So sin has not only destroyed the physical nature of the world, but also the people themselves who live in the world. And I must say that the physical nature of the world is not destroyed as much as it has destroyed the people themselves. So if God's dilemma was to eliminate this deadly virus of sin from the world, because he saw, no, things are not in order. I created this place in order, but then things are not in order. What am I going to do? And he went ahead to send his son, you know, so that he may be in our likeness and comes on this world in human form so that he may be able to carry this sinful nature and overcome through this same kind of body that we have. So God offers his solution to the sin problem freely to everyone. But the sad fact is that some won't take the cure, of which some actually are still living even up to now and are still actually hearing my voice. And that some can be me or you. So, like I said, when a house is in a mess, Zama, you wouldn't just leave it like that. You'd want to remove things that are not supposed to be there and put it back in order. And that's where now hell comes in. So hell is there to cut off every kind of sin. Just to eliminate. Remember yesterday we were talking of forever. So now this sin problem will be eliminated forever through the hell question that we always ask. So what is hell then? Why is there hell? So hell is just more like an antidote for us never to ever experience sin or never to ever see sin resurface back to life. So hence hell is there. And remember, like I said, the problem of sin, God offered a solution by sending his son. Now, this solution that he offered can only happen if we were to accept this solution that he offered. Remember in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. So God offers this solution. He really wants us to have this solution. But the problem is, our eyesight are too short-sighted to see that he wants to put our lives in order. And hence, whether we like it or not, hell will definitely be there to strip away all sin. I like one quote that Mrs. White said in the book Desire of Ages. She said, you know, the problem with the world is that the world loves the sin and hates the sinner. But it's different with God. He loves the sinner and hates the sin.
Yeah.
So for him, his target has always been on the sin.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to eliminate the sin. The sin, let it go away because it's making a mess in what I created.
Yeah. Yeah.
But alas, it's just so unfortunate that the sin itself is found in the people he loves. So hell will come to sweep away that sin. But it's up to you and me, Azama, to decide whether to be on his side or on the other side, so that hell will not find us. And by the way, the forever is just to eradicate. The sin will not be able to resurface ever again. Yes, something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, I just want to check with you. Why wouldn't then God just take his people to heaven and then just allow everything else to self-destruct? The thing of having cleansed the place and stuff like that, just let everything destroy itself and let it finish and just take his people with.
Okay. So, you know, just like we always have the phrase which says, God is a God of a second chance.
Mm.
He does not delight in men perishing. Neither does he delight in anyone perishing, even the wicked themselves. He does not delight in that. And also, when we look at the character of God, you know, the Bible says he's long-suffering. His mercies are new every morning. It's more like he still goes on to offer a solution, even when we keep rejecting him. He's still there to offer, say, you know what, even though you have sinned, I think I still love you. Don't you think you can change your mind? But if he was to allow things to self-destruct, then the free will that he's given us also, then what's the point?
Mm, mm.
So I think he's a God who literally has given his people, both wicked and righteous, a second chance to keep choosing him every day. The wicked, he gives a second chance to keep choosing him every day. Sorry, the righteous, he gives them a second chance to keep choosing him every day. The wicked, he gives them a second chance to choose him that very day. So if he was to say, no, let things just be okay, let them just be, people are sinning, okay, it'd be self-destruction, then it wouldn't be fair and it would be jeopardizing his character as well. He's a God of love. He is love himself. Yeah.
Yeah, he is indeed a love, and I take a pleasure in knowing that. Now, is there a way we can avoid getting caught up in the destruction then?
Definitely. Definitely. You've asked a very important question, Zama. Definitely, there is a way, and that way is Jesus Christ.
Okay.
He himself, Jesus Christ, who came to live, died, rose, ascended to heaven. If we do not believe in this Jesus Christ, then I do not think there is another way out. You know, he gave a way. You know, he gave the way, and it's not like he gave the way in any other condition. It's just to choose him. No other money can suffice. It's just to choose Jesus Christ, choose him. And then everything else is. And now I know many people will be like, but everyone keeps saying Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. What is going on? What are we going? How are we going to know that we have Jesus Christ in our heart? The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him, whoever believes in him, will not perish, but have eternal life.
Mm.
The key thing is to just believe, Zama.
Yep.
You also believe, I think ever since you were born, you believe that your mom is your mom.
Yes, yes.
When you were born, you believe that your dad is your dad, and you believe that they will take care of you. The same way you believed in your parents, believe even further in Jesus Christ. I think plainly put, just that, That is the solution that we have.
That's a beautiful one. Well, Martha, I must thank you for the time that you have set aside for us, and to be able to, you know, discuss these very important and heavenly things with us. Blessings to you, and thank you so, so much.
Thank you, Zama, so much. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.